Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? This is the Diary, and this is Black People Business Wednesday on Wednesday. And on Wednesday, we discuss Black history. And today we're going to be talking about the Freedom Riders. And my name is Stacey Felicia Johnson, and I am the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I am Jesse, Freddie, and Chris's mom, and Eli's Annie. And I love doing what I do. Today was an awesome day. I try to have awesome days every day. You know, because I know where I'm grounded in the knowledge that I am made in the image and the likeness of God, and God made everything. So if God made everything and I'm made like God, then I can make everything. And this week I have made everything. And, you know, on Wednesday I like to discuss issues that are specific to Black history, civil rights, Black justice, you know, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm going to share a little history about myself because I must be the craziest person on the face of the earth. But you know what? I feel like God put me on this earth to do some things. And, you know, I was the youngest of 11 children, and my parents left me a long, long time ago. And I really didn't, as sad as it is to say, I really didn't have any relationship with any of my older siblings. You know, any relationship with any of my older siblings, except for one that's disabled and I don't even have the opportunity to talk to her. But so most of my life, 99% of my life, what I did and the help I got came from God. And so I'm kind of used to listening to God and listening to myself and what I know, and I talk to my parents and stuff. And, you know, the things that are going on right now in 2012 is just a whole bunch of crap when it comes to political situations. You know, the voter ID registration, all of that stuff. You know, it's just like I think of America, I'm really embarrassed at the way that the Republican Party is kind of running things and the way that they're just running their show. It's obvious that they know they can't win on just straight-up facts and stuff. When you look at what this president has done, he's passed something Roosevelt tried to do. Roosevelt, the New Deal guy, the last time we had a depression, 30-something, 20-something, I don't even know. When was that? A long time ago. He passed he knows we can have health care. He passed that. The black man passed. You know, he killed the dude that killed 3,000 people on 9/11. He found that dude and he killed him. You know, and he is doing for our country what a president should be doing. He's taking care of his people. He's taking care of his people's problems. You know, black people are all like, you know, he's not doing nothing for black people. But, you know, when you talk about black people and you talk about America, that's a sticky, crazy, crazy subject, and America's not going to be right until it addresses that sticky, crazy subject. Anytime you have a black president that doesn't feel comfortable talking about black issues, that knows that 10,000 white people won't call him on the carpet if he talks about issues that pertain to black people, you know, we live in a pretty sorry, sad country. I'm kind of embarrassed about my country, kind of the same way I'm embarrassed about a lot of my siblings. You know, I don't even talk about it because they, you know, like them, you know, like our country, we sit back and we just, I mean, we don't even give a damn that we don't have character. We don't even care. You know, we don't even care that the world sees that we have no character. And so I like talking about black history because, you know, basically we're basically back there. You know, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. It was the 49th anniversary of it yesterday. I didn't hear anybody say it. person tell me. I didn't hear a black person tell. Oh, no, I heard it on Matthew S. Sharpton. He did say it, but he kind of flew by it. You know, Martin Luther King, we kind of flew by. I mean, we kind of flew by the fact that 49 years ago, the leader of Black America who died, who was assassinated trying to defend Black America, his most famous speech was the anniversary yesterday, and nobody talked about it. You know, I mean, as a black person in America, it's like the more we sweep our history under the carpet, the more it gets swept. And I'm sorry, I love Martin Luther King. If it wasn't for Martin Luther King, only God knows, not where black people would be, but where women would be. And the Republicans right now in this election and all these voter ID bullshit and all that old stuff is trying to take us back there. So I want to talk about the Freedom Riders. There was there wasn't just black folks. And that's the key. Anytime good change, anytime real change took place for African Americans in America, it wasn't because black people said, okay, it's time to change. God knows there'll be no change if it was just, you know, we got a whole bunch of white people upset, a whole bunch of gay white people upset that white people are acting this way. And now when you get white people behind this, that's when stuff begins to change. You know, it's sad. It's so sad. I'm so embarrassed that Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and whoever else calls himself a black leader. I'm so embarrassed. You know, and yeah, they got all of our kids. They treat our kids like shit because we allow it. They have us all in prison because we live a lifestyle that allows that shit. They don't respect our president because they don't respect us because we thought hip-hop and rap and gold chains and showing our asshole and the crack of our ass was so cute for 20 years. And now we're asking somebody, we're asking a whole nation of people to respect what they've seen as a sign of just nastiness since Russell Simmons got together and figured out this old ghetto bullshit was going to make him millions of dollars of money. Shit, as soon as I couldn't keep up with hip-hop, I knew it wasn't for me. I can't keep up. Let me just say, let me go to college, because I'm not a rapper, okay? But generation after generation of all these kids and their mamas, either they trying to turn them into rappers or drug dealers, and then we ask America to respect a black man. You know what? I'm with white people. You know, I'm with you. What black person, what black anything have we been out there at, looking like we deserve respect? What a rapper, Michael Jordan? What, Michael Jordan? As much as I love Kobe Bryant? Who black in an executive position is out there for a white American to even say, yeah, okay, black people do? Now, we can play all the basketball we want. We can win all the gold medals at the fucking Olympics. The white man can put us out there to win. But when it comes to running your country, I don't blame white people. Because you've been out there showing your ass for 20 years. You've been out there showing your ass, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. You've been showing your ass for 20 years. So no, ignorant ass, Buck Owens, Bob, you don't want you running this country. So this is the diary where, you know what, I wish my mom and daddy in spirit is sitting next to me, and they were some black people that respected they black, that wouldn't go out there acting like a nigga, that dared their children to go out there acting like niggas. I didn't have relationships with my own children because they wanted to act like niggas, and I just rejected it. Until they realize that I want my mama and I don't know, we're not niggas. And you ain't got to be black to be a nigga. But I don't blame white America. So black people, that's a wake-up call, yo dumbass. Wake up, quit worrying about shit that don't mean shit. Okay, all of you harboring jailbirds sending care packages on Sunday, leave his ass there. Send him a Bible and some University of Phoenix books. So he'll be ready to do something. So he can be an entrepreneur when he gets his ass out of jail. Mamas, Throw that little good-for-nothing ass nigga out if he ain't doing shit past the age of 18, past the age of CPS. You ain't doing him no good. So I don't blame white people. The Freedom Riders, those were real black people. My mom and daddy, those were real black people that knew where they came from and knew that this country didn't see them as nothing but a nigga. So they didn't go out there acting like a nigga. Every time they could do it, I'll see some of these black people in Sacramento, and I'm like, go back home and put on some clothes. No, they don't want you on food stamps because you're 9,000 pounds. If you live on food stamps, means you don't do nothing but go shopping and eat. I hate going to the other end. I receive aid, okay, because I have been unemployed. But I'm not going to sit up and buy all the shit that's going to make me 9,000 pounds. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame white people, okay? Because you've given them nothing but nigga shit to look at. Nigga activity, nigga shit, okay? God bless Barack Obama, okay? We should be happy there's a Barack Obama and do the best that we can as black American people of color. Get your lazy ass up and vote. Get your lazy ass up and go vote. You should be proud of that man without your help. And half of you didn't think you could go in anyway. I know I didn't, okay? But now that he has, quit acting like a nigga, and they won't think he's a nigga. Be like the Freedom Riders, and that's what we don't talk about. Damn. If it wasn't for people like Martin Luther King, who we forget, I got a dream, and Al Sharpton, shut up. You know, shut up. You should have, shut up. Before you got gray hair, black people's problems should have been solved. Before Jesse Jackson talking about cutting off OB's pee-pee, black people's problems should have been solved. All these black churches, all this old T.D. Jakes bullshit, Eddie Long bullshit, having sex with little boys, black people's problems should have been solved. Black people's problems started a long time ago. I was born in 1964. I have a degree and two professional designations. I've had two businesses, and I've raised three damn kids in that amount of time. And niggas can't do something better. Leaders for black people can't do something better for black people. That's bullshit. I did it all by myself, and I'm a woman. That's why I say anytime I see a man, all these contractors I deal with now, oh, I can't do this, I can't. Excuse me. I was the homeless black woman. And I just got you this job. So pull your balls up where they belong and handle your business. And that's what I tell black people. Don't be surprised if they hate Barack Obama because you ain't done nothing but giving them a reason to hate neither. They already hate you. You a slave. You think they're going to love you? Give them a reason to respect you. I don't want you to love me, motherfucker, but you're going to respect me. And you're going to respect me because I'll call my own shot. I'm educated. My children are educated. They may not listen, but they educated. Okay? I'm educated. I came and I worked for what I did. I'm going to use all the benefits that my government provides me. I'm going to get, and that's what I did all day today. That's why I had a wonderful day today, getting all of my Small Business Administration paperwork straight. Yes, I'm a woman. Yes, I'm a minority. Yes. And I'm going to take advantage of all the benefits being a woman and a minority give me. White men are mad because this is your country. That's your benefit. It was given to you. You took it. So you ain't benefiting white men from that just because you're white. Don't be mad that other people have figured out your game better than you have. Shit. There we go. This is the diary, and this is Black People Business Wednesday. Black people business means handling your business. You know, that's why I love my mama. That's why I love my daddy. Those were two black people that, you know, I didn't know I was poor. You know why? Because we were clean. My house was nice. Whatever my house needed, my daddy was able to provide it for my mama. My daddy worked. My mama stayed home. Okay? They loved each other. They may not have liked each other, and I could tell because my whole life I can't remember my parents being in the same bedroom. But they handled their business. They didn't find a reason to get mad at baby mama, and then baby mama, daddy's mama, grandma, okay, helping instead of being a grandma. She want to be a mama. All of the dysfunction in the black community needs to stop. Quit going to that sorry-ass church that ain't brought you up. And they ain't bringing nobody up but themselves. Follow real people of God that are doing real stuff. Like Joyce Meyer. She done more stuff for Africa than I've seen any black minister do. Come on. This is Black People Business Wednesday. Black people are raggedy. I'm black. We're raggedy. And I get embarrassed. Just like I said, I got embarrassed about my sibling. You don't get up out of your ass and help nobody but yourself. That's just like black people. We don't get up our ass and help nobody but ourselves. That's why, or we don't even help our family. If we help our family, we send that gospel about them the whole time. You know, this is Black People Business Wednesday. And black people need to be like the Freedom Riders. I'm going, you know, every night is going to be Black History. Because as far as I'm concerned, I grew up and my parents paid for my education for 12 years and I didn't even get to have Black History. And when my fine man, Mr. Van Peebles, made Panther, I was hooked. Know your history, black people. That's why they're able to run all over us, because we don't know our history. We don't give a damn. As long as we got some bullshit in front of us, we happy. I'm not surprised they hate our president. What have you as a black person given anybody wider reason to say, that's a respectable black person? And yet you have to. When it comes to black people in this country, we have to be different. We have to be different. We not the Mexicans. We not the Russians. We are the black slaves that came here that they didn't give a damn about, and they fought and they fought and they fought to keep us below them, and then they tricked and they tricked and they tricked. Once the laws were passed, then they killed and they killed and they killed. And then they scared and they scared and they scared. And then we left with niggas like the honor of old Preston Girl and Mr. Dick Cutoff. Come on now. Dr. Martin Luther King, I love you more than just to sit the rest of my life and play and talk about your dreams and let generation after generation just sit and wither away and lose more and more, and black people wake the fuck up. This is Black People Business Wednesday. I'm going to take a break. And I will talk about the Freedom Riders. I will. We'll be right back. line. This is Black People Business Wednesday, and this is Stacy, the host and the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I'm juiced that today, volunteer match, I got my stuff all hooked up because my goal, my mission, my dream really is to help single moms like myself, because there's so many of these little young girls just trying to be Beyonce with a baby. And you're not Beyonce. You broke down. And you want to be some shit you see because you don't know nothing that's real. And, you know, in the meantime, these kids are being raised in a bunch of bullshit. So this is Black People Business Wednesday. And on Wednesday, I'm supposed to talk about Black history. So I'm talking about the Freedom Riders today. And I am going to talk about that today. And, you know, and I think I'm going to go beyond my little hour. I'm going to extend my time. And, you know, if it's 30 minutes, don't do it. So let me just give you a little back history about the Freedom Riders. We'll talk about more tomorrow. And just a little quote that I had on my cover page. And, of course, this is during the big, crazy Black history, Black civil rights kind of thing. And actually, let's start from the beginning because, okay, let me just start from the beginning. It says, at our first stop in Virginia, and this is a quote from a Freedom Rider, Mr. William Mahoney, says, at our first stop in Virginia, I was confronted with what the Southern whites have called, and his language is probably just bad in mind, separate but equal. Okay, they call it separate but equal. Modern rest station with gleaming counters and picture windows was labeled white. And a small wooden shack beside it was tagged Negro or colored. No color, it was tagged color. In 1947, the Congress of the Racial Equality, or CORE, planned a journey of reconciliation designed to test the Supreme Court's decision of 1946, which decided that in the Irene Morgan case, and now we're talking 1946, Irene Morgan case, which declared that segregated seating of interstate passengers is unconstitutional. An interracial group of passengers met with heavy resistance in the Upper South. Some members of the group served on a chain gang after their arrest in North Carolina. The journey of reconciliation quickly broke down. Clearly, the South, even the more moderate Upper South, was not ready for the integration. So we're talking in 1947, the Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE, planned a journey, and we're talking 1947. Now, go down to nearly a decade and a half later. And that's what, you know, America is good about passing laws. You know, we good. And we need to look into that. How many laws have we actually, yeah, we'll pass it. But good luck making the states enforce. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking 1947 is when the Supreme Court found it unconstitutional in 1946, okay? They're moving down a decade and a half later when my main man, John F. Kennedy, when he was elected president, in large part, and he was elected president, okay, in large part due to the widespread support among African Americans who believed that Kennedy was more sympathetic to the civil rights movement than his opponent, Richard Milhouse Nixon. Once in office, however, Kennedy proved less committed to the movement, of course, than his opponent, Richard Nixon. Well, once in office, however, I'm reading the same line. Kennedy proved less committed to the movement than he had appeared during a campaign to test the president's commitment to civil rights. CORE proposed a new journey of reconciliation dubbed the Freedom Ride. That's where the Freedom Riders came from. The strategy was the same, an interracial group would board buses destined for the South. The whites would sit in the back and the blacks would sit in the front. At rest stops, the whites would go into black-only areas and vice versa. This was not civil disobedience, really, explained CORE Director James Farmer, the CORE director, because we were merely doing what the Supreme Court said we had a right to do. But the Freedom Riders expected to meet resistance. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, that's the part that just, like, breaks down my soul. It's like, okay, you passed the law, America, and then you, like, threaten people to do it. It's just almost like the poll watchers that I was talking about yesterday. You know, it just, like, it makes me want to cry. It puts a cry, if you could hear a cry in my voice, because, you know, it's like we are all God's people. And just because you were bold enough, I don't even know, because you reap what you sow. So it's like, should I even care that even today white people are doing what they are trying to do to take power away from not only just black people but from poor people, much in the same way? You know what I'm saying? It's these freedom riders. I mean, okay, the strategy was the same. Interracial group, they go on the best, you know, let's reverse roles. You know, you have some white people, righteous, ready to go out there and just say, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. And, you know, thank God for those people. Where are those people today? Where are those people today in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, in all of the places where they're passing this voter ID bullshit? You know, where are the people? Where are the people? Where are the rich? Go get those people. You don't have an ID? I'm open up ID Central. You know, I mean, this is in the kitchen. You go from here, we give you a voucher to go down to the Department of Motor Vehicles and get you an ID. So then that way, and then while you're getting your ID, I need you to go ahead and register to vote. If we get these, like the Freedom Riders, we'll put you on buses and we'll make sure that you vote. I just can't believe that I'm reading a story about a law, you know, we had to try to make us be good to each other back then, and now, you know, we gotta make people be good to us today in a land that calls itself a Christian nation. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, we didn't have voter ID when the second time. You know, it would have been great. You know, and Republicans, really, you should have done it then. You know, after 9/11, hey, voter ID. We want to make sure no terrorists or people that are non-Americans are voting in anybody. Oh, no. We didn't even look for the motherfucker that killed all the Americans. We stopped looking for them. But here comes the black man that killed the motherfucker, that got medical, that can't get a Republican to say yes on anything he does other than the fact that he's black. You know what? We need to vote. You need to vote. We're going to talk about the Freedom Riders again tomorrow on Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. You know, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. And I didn't even tell you what's going on with me and my new abode. You know, people just think people are stupid. I have to pray to God and just say, God, you know what? I'm going to listen to my heart, what you're telling me, and I'm going to do what I need to do in much of the same way that Dr. Martin Luther King did so I could be free today. This is Black People Business Wednesday, and you know what? It's time to go. But you know what else? I love you, and I'll be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And I told Freddie, don't you come back over here. So he's like, oh, Mom, I love my kids. You know, I love my kids. I love kids. I love people. I love people to be happy. And I love black people. This is Black People Business Wednesday. Please join me on Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. May God bless. And I was up at 3, and I found Orion's Belt. I suggest you do the same. I'm going to play Funky Summer. Stay funky. Stay good.